This is episode 2072 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here to give yourself a little extra peace, energy, and clarity today. In today's episode, you are going to be layering together the different meditation techniques you've explored all week long in our series. Every week, we focus on a theme. The theme this week has been an important one, and that is the theme of forgiveness. In each episode, each day, you've discovered a different meditation technique to help you on your journey to forgiveness. Forgiving is one of the most difficult, yet one of the most important things you do in life. And it's a process. It's not as though you make up your mind to forgive and in that moment, all is forgiven. That can happen, but what is more likely to happen is that it takes some time to get used to the idea of compassion for someone that you may have spent a lot of time and energy holding a grudge against. It may take some time to let go of animosity towards a group or a situation that has harmed you. Your mind and your thoughts and your actions have all rebelled and been resistance against something or someone or some situation where you are unforgiving. So it can take some time to reverse this process, and you can reverse it. Think of forgiveness in a similar way as you do stretching into a yoga pose or sitting down to meditate for the first time. If you try to force yourself into a pose while you're doing yoga, or you try to force yourself to sit and meditate for half an hour, you're going to notice that there's a lot of resistance in your body and mind, whether you like it or not. I really enjoy several yoga practitioners on Instagram who I follow, and my favorite posts are when they will show themselves in a yoga pose 2 to 4 or more years earlier, and then they show themselves in a yoga pose today. And it's amazing the difference and how their body has incredibly adapted to a certain pose. That's really a difficult pose to do. And through time and consistency and patience, they have been able to train their mind and body to go deep into a difficult yoga asana. It's the same with meditation. The first time you sit down to meditate, maybe that's you today. There can be a lot of resistance. You're not sure what you should be doing. You're not sure what you should be thinking or how you should be sitting or breathing. And over time, you begin to ease into your meditation ritual to where it just becomes natural. You sit down and you still ease into calming your mind and body, and you're able to do so much more effectively over time. It's not as though people doing yoga just go into a difficult pose. They still warm up and do a lot of prep work before they go into some of the more difficult poses. Well, think of forgiveness this way, especially forgiving yourself. Think of being patient and practicing and being consistent, and you will notice over time that forgiveness becomes part of your lifestyle, becomes part of your mindset. So today, as you settle yourself down and begin to meditate, as you calm your mind and body, sit up nice and straight, Close your eyes and gently elevate them upward. And as you begin to relax the different areas of your body where you may harbor tension, notice where you tend to harbor grudges or resentment. And notice what may have triggered this. Think about why you're forgiving for your inner freedom. Who you are forgiving and what you're forgiving. What does it really mean when you harbor a grudge against someone? Does it make you feel disempowered or filled with grief? What is it that you're really forgiving? And mentally affirm, I forgive myself. I forgive you. I forgive myself. I forgive you. And bring to mind someone, some group or situation you are forgiving, taking the first step. And as you do so, visualize yourself sending compassion to this group or person or situation, focusing on your heart chakra, the fourth chakra at your heart. The color is green, an expansive, nurturing color. Quality or element is air. It's expansive and light, and this is how you feel when you have true inner freedom. The qualities of your heart are love, compassion, and gratitude. Focus on these qualities, and you'll begin to notice yourself forgive. Now, begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale, mentally visualize who you're forgiving and mentally repeat, I forgive. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale and notice and observe how this makes you feel. Where are you with it? Do you have a little ways to go or a long ways to go? Or maybe you are there, forgiving. As you exhale, send out peace to the person you're forgiving. Continue your meditation, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.